Do that.
There we go. And give me just a second. And as soon as I get us live on YouTube, I'll let you know we're good. We are preparing. It's almost there.
Okay. Well, we're not at 5 o'clock yet, so.
That's true.
We're actually probably going to wait till it hits five.
That's fine. Okay. So just to let everybody know, we are indeed, we're fully recording, and we are now broadcasting live via our YouTube channel, which was also published in the meeting agenda. So anybody wishing to join should be able to do so.
All right. Well, we're going to wait for the time to officially hit 5 o'clock.
Good deal.
Everyone just hold tight momentarily. Let's wait a couple minutes.
Jody, can we put that link to the YouTube channel on Twitter?
Yes, ma'am. I'll do that right now.
Thank you.
One minute. You don't realize how long time, how slow time is until you're waiting for 1 minute to go by. Okay, looks like it is 5 o'clock straight up. I will call this meeting to order. We have a quorum. Indeed, all commissioners are present today via Zoom. And I do want to acknowledge and thank Commissioner Price, especially for getting a background with the flag so we can do a Pledge of Allegiance. Since we are not in a room with a flag all together. So thank you, Commissioner Price, for your courtesy. And we can get that going. So the first thing we're going to do is the Pledge of Allegiance. If we have a volunteer for that. Anyone present like to volunteer?
I got it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was trying to unmute myself, but Commissioner, you go ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner McKinnon, McKinnon Starr, excuse me. I should have gotten used to your name by now. I apologize for that. Okay, we have, I want to thank everyone for short notice being available. We weren't going to.
Madam Chair, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm using a mobile device. So to comply with FOIA, we need to have a meeting because there's a couple things basically just one thing we need to discuss. I'm going out of order. I apologize. First thing, the next thing on our agenda is the previous minutes. Any comments, deletions, insertions, or changes to those meeting minutes? I have something. There's something I wanted to change, and I'm sorry I didn't get it to you before the meeting, but there is one change to the meeting minutes I would like you to add. I'd like you to note that Mr. Poe did not have permission when he met with the clerk's office to speak on behalf of the commissioners. And if you would please note that in that section of the minutes. That's the only addition that I had. Anyone else have any additions, deletions, comments? Commissioner Price, Commissioner McKinnon Starr?
Nothing for me.
Nothing for me.
Okay. So can you entertain a motion? For the approval of minutes with the addition, do I have a motion?
Sorry, I was pulling it up. I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes with an addition from Madam Chair Gomez from June 9th, 2020.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion aye. Carries. Okay. CARES Act. So here's the deal. There apparently was some correspondence from, was it the Secretary of State's office that the commissioners were not aware of? There was a deadline. And the clerk's office returned the survey on behalf of the entire county that was supposed to be with input from the election commissioners as
Madam Chair, you're cutting it.
As county judge. I'm sorry. Let me turn on. Let me see what I can do. I'm not sure how I changed that. I have full bars. Is this better?
Yes.
Can you, if I talk closer, is that better? Okay, I will stay close to them. So, CARES Act, we're supposed to have input from the election commissioners. The clerk's office submitted the form back to the Secretary of State's office. Is that correct? Is who it went to?
That is correct. The county clerk submitted the survey as was requested by the Secretary of State.
Okay. Well, due to the fact that Mr. Poe did not have authorization to speak on behalf of the board, his input on behalf of the board is void, and the Secretary of State needs to be aware of that. And I would suggest that we arrange a time to meet with the clerk's office, as well as the county judge, since he was included on that, to go through the survey and have an accurate response.
Madam Chair, if I may ask, what is wrong with the response?
I'm not recognizing you to speak at this time. I'll ask for input a little bit later. Commissioners, do you have any discussion?
It's my understanding that the survey is already due and has been turned in. So I don't really know what that would gain by having a meeting that would have to be a public meeting to go over a survey that has already been submitted.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Commissioner McKinnon Starr, and I also I'm pulling up the survey now to take a look. Now, Brian, just a little bit of clarification. You provided data to them for the survey, correct? Like how many early voting sites, number of
we provided information with to them, yes, and we talked about the operational aspect of operational aspects of the November election.
Okay. So besides the, let's say, the top priorities, which is question 7, which, you know, is a little bit more subjective, it seems like everything else is actually hard data. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And as for question 7, who decided that these were the top priorities? I think you mentioned it last time, but just for the sake of this meeting, would you let us know that again?
Ultimately, the priorities were determined by the clerk with the input of the election commission staff. And to be clear, we were not speaking on behalf of the commission. We were speaking on it from a purely operations standpoint.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all my questions.
Okay. Any additional questions from commissioners?
I mean, I understand the concerns, and I think we adequately addressed them at the meeting on Tuesday regarding the commissioners having input in these situations, especially when the input is directly aimed at the commission. However, because this timeline has passed, the deadline has passed, there is nothing we can do to remedy that deadline unless you have reached out to the Secretary of State's office and they said we could. But if they haven't, we would also, you know, we wouldn't be very fiscally responsible with taxpayers' money by having a public meeting. So that's just kind of my concern right now, doing that after the fact when we can't really make any changes.
Okay. Well, okay. The other suggested course of action, so this does not happen again, it would be beneficial since I believe Mr. Poe had correspondence that he forwarded to us at our meeting where on the 29th he had information about this. The commissioners were not included on any of that correspondence. The survey clearly states it's to commissioners who I believe election commissioners were even first on the list. And Mr. Poe failed to notify the commissioners about that or include them in the discussion. So that this does not happen again, I believe it would be prudent to notify the Secretary of State's office, the SBEC, and the clerk's office, as well as, I suppose, the county judge as well, since they were involved in this, that Mr. Poe does not speak on behalf of the commissioners. And any correspondence directed to the commissioners needs to go to the commissioners directly. And we can provide them with our email contact addresses. And that would help so that these things do not happen again, as this is not the first time issues with commissioners getting that information. We want to make sure that the commission is able to do their job and we can do so in a timely fashion. So my suggestion is we have a letter sent to SOS and I can send a draft to the other commissioners for input so that can be sent and passed on, so the Secretary of State's office, the State Board, and others who have communications with us can make sure these this information gets to the actual commissioners and doesn't just sit at a staff level and not get the commissioners. That is my suggestion. Commissioners, do you have any discussion or anything you'd like to add?
Or nothing else for me, Madam Chair.
Okay. Commissioner McKinnon Starr?
Just Commissioner Starr, but I would like to reach out to the Secretary of State's office and ask them what their policy or process is on sending out communications, because there are election coordinators across the state of Arkansas, and the election coordinators as well, the Secretary of State typically work across with those election coordinators. So they may have a process in place on how they communicate with them. So we need to also kind of keep in mind what that process is, as well as what the day-to-day operational functions are of the commission staff versus the responsibilities of the commission. I mean, I don't have time to sort through 10,000 emails, and I don't think any of us do, considering we're not here during the day. So we want to make sure that we're not asking for more than we can handle. So if we're going to comprise a letter, I think it needs to be very specific to an action that has to be taken in a time specified, a specific manner that's going to require the action of the commission. So I just want to make sure that we clarify that if we're going to create a letter.
Absolutely. That would be spelled out.
That's all I have.
Okay. Well, I have a draft I can get to the commissioners, and if I'll give you some time for feedback. If you can get it back to me by tomorrow, by the end of, it can go out tomorrow, it can go out on Monday. If you can get to me by Monday at 8 a.m., any comments to that, we can get that sent out. It's important that these things do not happen again, and so it does not continue to be an ongoing issue. So we can best serve the people of Pulaski County. It is important that the commissioners are made aware of important communication that has to do with our roles so we can serve the people. So commissioners, if we get you a draft tonight and I give you until Monday at 8 a.m. to comment, send me comments on that. Is that something feasible? Is that a timeline that's going to work for everyone?
It should.
Okay.
Sure.
Commissioner Pryor?
Yes.
Okay. Then, since we are at 100% agreement, I'll get that to you this evening. And I look for your comments, and we'll absolutely incorporate all the comments from the commissioners as we get them. I will email that draft to you two, and you can just send me your comments, and whatever comments you give me will be incorporated in the letter that gets sent. All right. The other thing, Commissioner Starr, I believe there was something that was forwarded from you about CARES Act, and the attachment I got had something for the state of Alabama.
Yeah, it was, I couldn't read the header, but, and I already reached out to Director Poe. It was regarding some states had allocated monies at certain timelines, and there was a deadline for that, but Arkansas wasn't a part of that, so.
Okay, so that was the other thing I was concerned about with, if the 12th is a deadline, we need to jump on that.
No, it's not for us, but it's other states are involved in it, but they're all allocating that money differently, so.
Okay. So So I just want to make sure we address that if there was something time sensitive that we took care of that as soon as possible. And the CARES Act survey would be from the steering committee. Is that the understanding? The survey from the Secretary of State's office would be what they're going to present to the steering committee on the behalf of the county election commissions. Is that my understanding of what that survey was about, Mr. Poe?
Honestly, I don't know their process. I haven't had anybody explain it to me. From what I understand, the survey is going submitted to Mr. Naum, and he would compile it, and presumably they would use that for their purposes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, before our next meeting, which is next Friday, is that correct? The 19th? Is that, I believe, the
19th? That's correct. 19th at 5 p.m.
Before that meeting, awesome. Or is it 5 or was it 5:15?
Betty?
Sorry, I was muted. It's 5:30.
5:30, there we go, 5:30. I knew it
was. On the calendar for 5:30.
Actually, we can move that back to 5.
We can move it back to 5. I was able to make it, just barely able to make it today, and I should be able on Friday. I should have less next Friday. I should be able to leave on time and shouldn't have a problem. So we can move that back to 5 on Friday. Friday the 19th, 5 p.m. is going to be our next meeting, and I'm going to reach out to, I did see at least one, if not more of the, I'm going to find out, well, I'm going to come prepared to report on our, if we need to do anything and make a presentation individually, or if the Secretary of State's office is making a request for any funds we need to that CARES Act steering committee. And I know they're meeting, and they had a meeting this last week. Yesterday, I believe. And if that's something that as a county, commission, if we need to get on their agenda and make a presentation, let them know here's what we need as far as funding goes. I'll report back to you on what I find out at our next scheduled meeting. And commissioners, if either one of you want to also do some investigation and see if there's any additional information about that or any kind of comments or questions, let's be prepared to talk about that on the 19th as well. We'll just do it. Shouldn't take too much time, but just kind of report on what's the status of that. And if we need to go request money, let's get that scheduled so we can get what we need for the people of Pulaski County. Now, I do not want our folks to suffer. I don't want our folks to have the long line problems that we saw across the nation this week. That is not what the people of Pulaski County need. They need to have safe, secure, accessible polling locations, and be able to vote. They don't need to be waiting in line for hours and hours. That's not something that our people need. So if everyone could be prepared for that, and I'll get that draft to the commissioners this evening. If you just get it back with your edits, we'll get those edits out and let the state board, Secretary of State, and others know that they need to make sure that the commissioners are in the loop regarding correspondence and things that are timely for the commission. Okay. Commissioners, any other comments, concerns, or business that you'd like to discuss at this time?
I just had a question for Director Poe. The state offices I know are opening as of Monday. I know we're reporting back. So do you know when the county offices will be opening?
The judge's order is extended through July 5th.
Okay. Thank you.
And that came out this last week, if I remember right. Is that correct, Mr. Poe?
It was a couple days ago, yes.
I thought I saw that come in. Okay. And if Mr. Poe, here's another thing that commissioners need to know about. Things like that, like the county judge, his proclamation, I'm not sure what it was called. If you could go ahead and forward that to the commissioners, that's that is an example of something the commissioners need to know about that is relevant for our purposes. And there's something that's an example of one thing that is important that we would need to know, for example, when the county buildings are might possibly open up.
If we could put that on the Twitter and Facebook page, the county buildings are still closed through July 5th, so public meetings will not be resuming until then. That might be good.
Okay.
Agreed. Thank you, Commissioner Starr.
Absolutely. That's good. Okay. Anything else since we have met? And I'm sorry that we had to have a meeting. Anything else from the commissioners? And then Mr. Poe, if you have any comments, we'll get you at that point.
Okay.
Nothing.
Anything else from the commissioners?
Nope.
Yes, Mr. Poe, I will.
Well, I would say that if you do have an opportunity to talk to the Secretary of State, that it would be prudent to use this time to have a discussion of whatever substantive disagreement you have with what was submitted.
Okay.
Since there won't be, since, you know, at the next meeting that may not be possible, as you know, they might have, say, their steering committee meeting prior to that and require information from you.
Okay. Will do. And Mr. Poe, if you are contacted and want and need to give input on behalf of the commission, you are not authorized to give any information about give any input on this because we have not given you permission to do that. But thank you. Yeah. If it does come up, someone contacts you, please let us know and we can address that. But absolutely. When I reach out to the Secretary of State's office, I will go through any personal comments or I had about the survey. I will absolutely let them know about that.
What are you not going to let the other commissioners know?
I will. All right, Mr. Poe, anything else?
Once again, you know, in my view, the priorities set on the survey are appropriate to what we'll be facing in November. However, if the commission wishes to go in a different direction, then that's their prerogative.
Thank you. Noted. Okay, anything further from anyone? None? Okay. Then this meeting will be adjourned. Our next meeting will be a regularly scheduled meeting on the 19th, and we're going to go ahead and start at 5. And we'll be adjourned until then. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned. Next meeting is the 19th at 5 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks. Everyone have a good evening.